Starbucks doesn't have a branch in the Gaza Strip, but it is a model for one coffee shop owner there. He recently moved to a new location, a prime spot in Gaza City. 6 days later, the conflict between Israel and Hamas landed almost literally on his doorstep. NPR's Daniel Estrin visited the Black Coffee Cafe.
We were on a street surveying damage from Israeli airstrikes a couple days after fighting ended between Hamas and Israel. And we saw that this sleek new coffee shop was open. It's called Black Coffee. We decided to go in.
We have on the walls, we have a portrait of Marilyn Monroe. We have a Star Wars figurine and a little ship.
The owner walks in wearing a trendy purple shirt and jeans. He knows a little English.
I love coffee.
Mahmoud Khatba, 24 years old. He studied business and wanted to sell something different than traditional Turkish coffee. He tells us through an interpreter.
Starbucks.
It's worldwide and well-known. Who doesn't want to try Starbucks here in Gaza?
He's never tried Starbucks lattes and frappuccinos because Israel and Egypt tightly control Gaza's borders and travel is hard. Like many Gazans, he's never been abroad, except for a four-hour trip to the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, where, like many Gazans, he was rejected for a U.S. tourist visa. So he found a Starbucks menu online, and he imported blackberry, hazelnut, and vanilla syrups for complicated mixes. He even makes a cold brew.
Even if it sucks, maybe it's not just like Starbucks, but it's something like that.
There are a lot of coffee shops in Gaza, but he says he was going for something different. He looked at Pinterest for inspiration on the decor. He says he invested $11,000 in the shop. It's across the street from his family's apartment. He announced the opening on Instagram. 6 days later, Israeli missiles tore up the street outside. Israel said it was targeting underground militant tunnels.
Did you ever imagine that days after you opened your dream business that you'd have a war right outside?
Of course, no.
He was at home during the strikes, and the electricity went out in the elevator. He helped carry his grandmother down 11 flights of stairs. His coffee shop next door only got a few cracks. During the fighting, neighbors would huddle there. After 11 days of conflict, there was a ceasefire in the middle of the night. He reopened by lunchtime.
People just was, when they're sewing the facade of the shop, they're just entering and saying that, good luck that you just survived on this war, and thank God that this place survived also.
When we visited, business was slow. A lawyer, Sami Sawafiri, nursed a coffee. He said his windows were shattered in the war. Outside, a car lay upside down.
What are you feeling?
I'm not okay.
I had a final question for Khatba, the owner.
Some people, after such a war, might ask themselves, is there a future in Gaza? And you've invested so much of your money and your soul in this place.
He said, I do have hope in the future. It's not about making money. I want to improve the decor and the drinks and make a name for my coffee shop. We talked again this week, and he said business is so-so. But he's told me that even if it doesn't work out and he loses his investment, he'll be glad he tried. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, the Black Coffee Coffee Shop in Gaza City.